Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Breeding steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and has Dillard trapped. There's the throw to Breeding who tags Dillard for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Nicholson steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. 1 out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Al Luplow pinch hits for Jim Perry. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte pinch runs for John Romano. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.